Here in Boston, the Warriors and Celtics, a matchup bringing out some of the top names covering the NBA, as we talked with ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski about DeMarcus Cousins and the impact Woj expects Cousins will make for the Warriors.
I mean, it's remarkable, and you watch, you know, Cousins, you know, physically start to get his timing back and conditioning, and you know he's still a long way away from, you know, what he probably will be by the playoffs and late season, postseason, and yet you've already seen the kind of weapon he can be for this team, and it's something they haven't had. It's a team that has everything, you know, adds him in, and it's going to just make them, it's already made them, given them this dimension that they probably didn't need, but they have, you can see them integrating into it. I thought was interesting when they signed him, you know, Bob Myers talked about having felt maybe last year things got a little stale and the team had to fight through, you know, the regular season with the postseason success they had, and that working DeMarcus into the lineup and working him into this team was going to be, he thought, a real positive for the group. And I know he and Steve Kerr talked about that when they signed him, that it kind of gave the group a challenge and it gave them, you know, to give them something else in a regular season, you know, that they had to focus and work on. And listen, this year it already presented some challenges. Looking back, maybe it wouldn't have, but you can see how it's starting to come together. And I think the great thing for Cousins is there's no pressure. There's no pressure for him to produce or put numbers up or play minutes, you know, and that's allowing him to do this at his own pace and at the group's pace.
If you looked into a crystal ball and you thought of what you anticipate to be the biggest stories ahead here before All-Star break, as things are kind of shaping up where teams are trying to make their moves to be competitive for the playoffs or even just around the All-Star break, what do you kind of envision?
I mean, you know, certainly the trade deadline on February 7th and whether Marcus Gasol, Mike Conley are on the move, I think they're by far the two most impactful players available at the deadline right now. Now, sometimes talks can generate elsewhere, but you know, we've seen the last few trade deadlines. What they've increasingly become, in most cases, are just money dumps. Teams getting out of luxury tax. Teams, you know, who are, you know, sellers who are out of the playoff mix, trying to get young players or picks or get money off. And so that will probably be most of this. And then I think you'll have a really interesting post trade deadline buyout market. I think you'll see, you know, teams will try to trade some players here, and if they don't get them off by the 7th, then you'll see some buyouts and then some really good players available for contending teams to pick off and maybe fill a need with.
Cool. Woj, thanks so much for joining us here on Warrior Sound.
Thank you.